Okay, we are in Ha'isha Rabba. We're in the 10th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we are on Tzadi Aleph Amabez. Tzadi Aleph Amabez, the Gemara discusses here, relating to the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about the tragic cases of the woman finding out that her husband died, and then getting remarried based on one witness, based on two witnesses, and then her husband walking in, and what the halacha is with the two different husbands. And the Gemara talks about the different knassos that we put into place because of the situation. So one of them, the Gemara talks about on Sadi Aleph Amad Aleph, Sadi Aleph Amad Beis, talks about a possible violation going into, let's just find the line, a possible violation that she didn't check out as much as she could have. And the Gemara says that there was a problem in the get. The date was written wrong. The wrong malchus was written. And the Gemara says that we would fine her in that case. And the Gemara asked, "My havel lemavid, what should she have done? You know, she trusted the sofer. She took the get. She gave the husband gave it to her. And what should she have done?" So the Gemara says, again, that's quoting a case from Maseches Gittin, which is similar to our case. Our case is where she got married inappropriately or appropriately based on evidence. But here, the case where there was a regular get written and it happened to be written incorrectly, she didn't examine it. So the Gemara says, "Iboyle lakriya legita." She should have had, the get read in front of a chacham to know exactly that it was written properly. And if it wasn't written properly, so then that would be, that's the problem. So some achronim, the Ein Yitzchak, says, so you see from here that there's no tzorech daraisa to have the get read, right? It must be a tzorech darabanan, iboyle lakriya gita. And yet, we would fine her in this case for doing something wrong, even though it's only a violation midrabana. So does this impact the sugya that's known as isuri drabanan bishogeg? Right? Does one need kapara? Does one need to do tshuva for an isur drabanan that's violated bishogeg? So it sounds like from here, says the Ein Yitzchak, that somebody violated, and we're still going to fine her. So it sounds like there is an avera that was done. Unless you say, again, this is an Arichos in the Ein Yitzchak and Evan Ezer, unless you say that our case is different because of Cheskas Eisah Jish. She was married. This isn't just a regular Issa Durabanan that one violated. There's a Cheskas Eisah Jish. And if there's a Cheskas Eisah Jish, to uproot a marriage, then there's a higher standard that would be required, and therefore suggests the Ein Yitzchak that it wouldn't be a regular case of an Issa Durabanan Bishoki. Okay. Who made this famous? The Nesivos. This is known as the sugya related to the Nesivos. It's based on a Rambam, and the Nesivos commenting on that Rambam, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Rambam quotes, I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Lamed Dalet, in Choshe Mishpat. HaShochet Es HaBachor U'machru V'nodash Lo Ha'ir L'mumcha. Right, based on Mishnayis and Bachoros, we know that a Bachor is the only Karban that loses its Kedusha automatically when it gets a Mum. Usually when a karma gets a mum, you still have to redeem it, and there are limitations on its usage. But a bechor is different. A bechor is the only one that's automatically kadosh when it's born, and it's automatically unkadosh when it gets a mum kavua, a permanent mum. So that's why the Mishnayos describe, and the Gemara describes, how it was always a good thing for the Bailim, or especially the Kohanim, to get a mum, because then it loses its kedusha, and then you can eat it wherever you want. So the Kohanim were chashudim in order to put mumin kavuas on the Kohanim. You have to show it to a chacham in order to decide what type of mumin is. There was special smicha that was given. The Gemara describes in Maseches Sanhedrin in the first parak. There was special smicha given to decide whether it was a mum kavua. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hashochet es habachar u'machro. A person shechted a bachar, sold it, and then you found out that it wasn't shown to a mumcha. V'lo shelo noda herel mumcha. So, Masha Achal, and the guy bought it, and he already ate it. So the Gemara said, the Shulchan says, Masha Achal, Achal, V'yachzalu Asadamim. V'anishar me'abasar b'yad alakuchos, Yikavar V'yachzalu Asadamim. So it talks about what the halacha, if it was already sold, without having showed it to Achacha. So, related. V'chein ha-shochet para u'machra, V'nodashi treifa. A person sold a cow, and it was not kosher. It was not kosher. So besides the fact that a person ate not kosher, what about the money? What about getting your money back? So, Masha Achlu Achlu V'yachzul Amadamim. Gets his money back. Well, you know, he sold him something. He was a Mekatos. He sold him something not kosher. And therefore, he gets his money back. If they sold it to a non-Jew, v'chulu. Okay. All this says the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam. V'chein din kol amocher davar she'isur achilaso min haTorah. If the isur is an isur daraisa, then I get my money back. Aval amocher lechaveiro davar. But if I sell my friend food she'isur achilaso min devrei sofrim, that the isur is only derabanan. And this is the Rambam's Chiddush, where the Magen Mishnah says, Lo matzasi zeh mevuar, I don't know what exactly the source is, but the Rambam says, if I sell something, midrabanan, that's aser, im hayu peiros kayame makzera peiros. If the food is still there, if the fruit is still there, give it back. V'notel damav. Fine. If somebody sold me an isa drabanan, I give it back and I get my money back. V'im achlam. But what if I ate it already? So then, when it came to an isa daraisa, I get my money back. When it comes to an isa drabanan, you don't get your money back. V'machlam achal. V'namocher machzalo klum. Doesn't get his money back. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam. And the Shach here discusses the Magen Mishnah. What exactly is the reason for this? Why is there a chilik? Something is other, something is other. We don't do drabanan just like we don't do daraisas. So why would it be that the person would not be able to get his money back by an isser drabanan? So says the Nesivus, and says the Chassam Sofer after the Nesivus, says the Nesivus here in Reish Lama Dalet, ulachara ena muvan. It's not understandable. Kivan da mechach batel, since the mechach is batel, I didn't want to buy this isser drabanan, havi kamazik, oka ochel shalom mechach. Okay, he talks about how much you have to pay back. The efshar da'af to be suri Torah afilu ochlam b'shogi tzara kapara uchuva lahagin al yisurim. Buy an isur daraisa. You know why you get your money back? Because it's a mekatos. You did something wrong. It was terrible. Mikal makom b'isur drabanan ein tzarech shum kapara. Says the Nesivus, when it comes to an isur drabanan done unwittingly, one does not even need any atonement on that. There's no kapara. Uki'ilu lo avar dami. It's as if you didn't violate. It's as if you ate kosher. Teda, I'll prove it to you. He quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Zayin. Again, we're not talking about general chilukim between Darais and Darabanans, but this Gemara is very important for that. Says the Gemara there, there was a story, and there was a question about a certain halacha. So one of the Amarav says, you know what, let's just do it, and we'll ask afterwards. And then, so they did whatever they did, and then the students say, okay, look, what should we ask? We're like, no, it was only asked Rabbanan, forget it. So you don't have to ask. So it sounds like, bidrabanan avdina nuvda, and then ask. By Darai says, first ask, and then, what does that mean? Says the Nesivus. Bidrabanan avdina nuvda v'hadar mosfinan tkiufta v'ilu hayinan nachal shogeg. If, for a shogeg that you don't know about, you get the same aveira, regarding the ochel, it's ki'ilu, he ate kosher. So that's why the money should have been given, and therefore it is considered as if a kosher was eaten. Right? The Chassam Sofer also says the same idea. Chassam Sofer in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Kufpei, doesn't, I don't know if he quotes the Nesivus, but he quotes here also the case was, Machar, somebody stole Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam is Nisat Rabbanan. Somebody stole Stam Yenam Becheskas Kasher, and then a wholesaler. And then the store sold it to customers. The wholesaler knew what he was selling. The store did not know what he was selling. That was the Shiloh. So the wholesaler did it on purpose, and the store sold it by accident, right? So what's the achrayas from the wholesaler to the store owner, and what's the responsibility from the store owner to the customers? So he goes through this sukya, and he says the same idea. He says when it comes to an issur drabanan, he shouldn't owe anything, right? The storekeeper to the customers shouldn't owe anything. Why? Because it was a drabanan b'shogeg. He didn't know. He didn't even know. The original one, he knew. So it was, this is a drabanan, but that was mazed. That was mazed. So maybe we're going to be a little more upset. Mitzad, the person who drank it, it's not an issue. Im avar v'achla b'shogeg v'ones lo avi shekets. Shekach yisnu chazal b'tchanasa manal. As we'll talk about these faris b'ad Hashem in a minute. But that's this. The Chassam Sofer, same idea. So this is the concept. By an issur drabanan, one wouldn't have to do tshuva. The question is, why is that? Why is this? Right, we know that sometimes if I do an Issa Torah b'shogeg, right, after a karban chatos, right, somebody violates b'chal Shabbos b'shogeg, somebody is not kosher b'shogeg, in certain cases, certain types of not kosher, Yisuri Chayve Krisus, right, the first Mishnah Mesechus Krisus talks all about the Chiyuve Krisus, when I do them by accident, so then most of the time you bring karban chatos. So what about Issa Rabbanan b'shogeg? Why doesn't one need kapara? So many achronim suggest, Rabbi Yosef Engel says this, the Meshech Chachma, as we'll see in a minute, say this, and that is when it comes to, I think we discussed this a couple of months ago, comes to Isurei Drabanan, there's a good chance, according to many, that an Isurei Drabanan are Isurei Gavra. Isurei Daraisa are Machlokas Rishonim. But let's say Isurei Chefsa, right? There's a discussion of the Ritva in Meseches Nedarim, who says maybe all Isurim are Isurei Gavra, but let's assume by Isurei Daraisa, let's say Ma'achalas Asuros. There's Isurei Chefsa, there's something inherent in the item, in pig, in non-kosher fats. Isurei Chefsa, and therefore, even if I ate it by accident, I ate poison for my neshama by accident. And therefore, I need kapara. I need atonement for that. So I did something wrong. But by Isurei Durabanan, the Rabbanan, they could tell me about certain molecules, or they could just tell me what to do. They could govern my actions. They can't change realities, can they? And therefore, they're governing my actions. I have to listen to them. But if it was by accident, I didn't violate. I didn't not listen to them. So what did I do wrong? And Isur Gavra, but I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't even know about it. So that's why the Achronim say, that's why maybe wouldn't need any type of a tshuva. Says the Asin Daraisa, says Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Yud, the Afagav, the Isurei Torah, Isurei Chefza, Ninhu, which is an assumption. I don't know if we had a shiur about this, we will have a shiur, whether in general Isurim are called Isurei Gavra, Isurei Chefza. But let's assume for now that Isurei Daraisa or Isurei Chefza, as the Gemara says, only one place in Shas where this chilik is made, Nedarim Daf Beis, a Shvua is an Isur Gavra, and a Neder is an Isur Chefza. The only time the Gemara makes that chilek. So, Afagav, the Isurei Torah, Isurei Chefsan, Inhu, Av Kol Zeh, Isurim Drabban, and Avirak, Isurei Gavra, Lachud, says the Asvin Daraisa. Vizeh Ba'avur, Shachachamim Lo Hayu Bekocham, Lahatel Issel, or Al Chefetz, Hamutr Be'etzem. The Chachamim don't have the power to imbue an item with Isser. Rak Sheyesh Lahem Koach, Lomar El Ha'adam, Sheyishma Devrehem. If you don't listen to the rabbis, you're a sinner. You gotta love Rabbi Yosef Engel's Lashonos. Only Hashem could change certain realities. Yisod of the Asvin, Daraisa. And he talks about maybe you should say every item that's, gets the Muksa. Let me just read the Meshech Chachma. We've quoted this Meshech Chachma many times. The Meshech Chachma says the same idea in Parsha Shoftim. In the context of explaining the sheet of the Rambam who says that the Lo Sasur includes even Mitzvahs Durabanan. When the mitzvah in the Torah is to listen to the rabbis, so the mitzvah includes not only listening to them when they say Yisurei Daraisa, even Issa Derabanan, or a Mitzvah Derabanan. If I refuse to light Hanukkah candles, which is a Mitzvah Derabanan, I'm going to violate the Issa Daraisa of Lo Sasur, and violating the Bittul Aseh of Kechol Asher Yerucha. So ask the Ramban on the Rambam, and ask all the Rishonim and the Achronim, and how could that be? If every Issa Daraisa is an Issa, if every Issa Darabanan is an Issa Daraisa, if every time I violate a Darabanan, I violate a Daraisa, then there's no more differences between Darabanan and Daraisas. Most famously, Savik Darabanan Lakula. How do you ever make up by a Savik Darabanan? If every Darabanan is really a Daraisa, so then it shouldn't make any difference, and I shouldn't have any leniencies by rabbinic laws more than by biblical laws. So that's the question that the Meshech Chachma deals with. And he says, similar to what Rabbi Yosef Engel just said, Ki atar ratzta asher milvad in yonam anitzchim kayemem la'ad. What's the whole idea of a dindra rabbanan? Hashem agrees to the dindra rabbanan, we could assume, maybe. The fact that the rabbis have the power to do it. But does he agree to the content of what they said? I don't know. Maybe 150 years from now, a different bezin will get up and change it. And they have that power to do that using the Midos Shatara Nidreshes Bahen. So they have that power, but the issue is that we have to listen to them, not the content of what they said. Right, it could be that it's going to be undone. Even if they got to the ultimate truth, let's say, Hashem did not want to make this an eternal biblical din, for whatever reason, right, based on the hidden reasons of God. But again, the Meshech Hakma says, that's the difference between Darabanus and Daraisis. And that's why it's built into the system. It's not that this is Suffolk poison, if it's a Suffolk instead of Rabbanan. It's Suffolk that this is what the Rabbanan meant. But it's built into the system. The Meshech Chachma says, the rabbis only want you to follow them when it's Vadai. But if it's the second it's a Suffolk, it's built in that they say, don't worry about it. We only meant our din to be true in the case of Vadai. In the case of Suffolk, the whole din falls away. And that's what you see. You're right, every, for sure, din to Rabbanan is a din to Araisa. But the second it's a Suffolk din to Rabbanan, it's zero. And that's why you're allowed to be Mako. And so the same idea. And then he says at the end, and this is the Nesivus. Doesn't quote what the Nesivus says. Which Nesivus is he talking about? But if you'll know the Nesivus, it's the same idea. The similar case of Suffolk and Shogeg. The same reason that the Meshech Chachma says, to explain the Rambam, a Suffolk Isser Durabanan is, you're allowed to go Lakula. So the same reason is that if I did a Vada Yisrael Rabbanan B'Shogeg, I don't need Kapara. Because in both of them, it's about listening to the rabbis, not about the content, and therefore, I have to, those ramifications are different between the two. Not everyone agrees to this idea. Not everyone, the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, in his commentary on the Rambam, seems to say that it was an Avera, right? According to this, we're saying if you do an Yisrael Rabbanan B'Shogeg, you didn't even do anything wrong. That's the language of the Nesivus. So it could be that it is an Avera, the Sefer Shein, the Brisker Rav. Even if it was an Avera, you might say there's you don't have to do tshuva for it. Right? You still did something wrong, but you still don't have to do tshuva because it wasn't an Isser Daraisa. But there are two other areas where this topic might have ramifications besides here, in this case of whether you need tshuva, we've mentioned two already, whether you need tshuva for an Isser Darabanan, Kapara, and number two, what about Suffolk Isser Darabanan? What about Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver of an Issa Drabanan. We had a shiur last week about the Lifnei Iver. What about Lifnei Iver of an Issa Drabanan? A machshel somebody to do an Issa Drabanan. It's just another extended point from the first point that we just made. So they don't even know they're doing anything wrong. But I'm, doing something. I'm causing them to do an Issa Drabanan b'shogeg. So is that a problem? So the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, Simin Nun Aleph says, well, it's totally on this. There's no Lifnei Iver by machshel b'issur d'rabbanan, because they're not doing anything wrong. Right, that's Nun Aleph. He says, d'rabbanan shogeg leka lifnei iver. D'ein michshel b'drabbanan k'sheini yodea. Shari safi d'rabbanan lahakel. He quotes that Meshech Chachma idea. Safi d'rabbanan lahakel, right? He was similar. He was a contemporary of the Meshech Chachma. Shma mina, a little later. She'eino ne'anash b'einu yodea. Shim ye'anash ich yachlis asbo b'safik onesh. El avada kima she'eino yodea she'issur b'vadai. Eino ne'anash. And therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, if I'm machshel somebody, maybe am I a great tzaddik? Doesn't say it's a great thing to do, but it just says you're not going to violate the Issa Drabana, the Isser of Lifnei Iver. Other Achronim, the Ar Sameach, is very upset about this, and we mentioned the Minchas Chinuch last week. There are two type parts of Lifnei Iver. Right, there's the Lifnei Iver of causing somebody to do, facilitating somebody to do an Avera, but remember the other type of Lifnei Iver? Giving bad advice. So isn't this is no worse than giving bad advice, unless the Avnei Nezer says, well, it's not bad advice, because if it's a Darabanan B'Shogeg, he didn't do anything wrong. So what kind of bad advice is that? This is better than bad advice. Bad advice, you're really hurting him. Here, you're not hurting him. But that's the Meshech Chachma, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, he cannot fathom that this would be any better. V'guf hadavar eino muvan klal v'chigara Machshel chaveiro beisur drabanan mi masio eitzah sheina hogenes lo b'mili da'alma dover alav min haTorah. right? He says, I would think that it's just like that, and therefore I don't think it would be mutter, because it would be giving bad advice. But again, according to the Avnei Nezer, maybe it is better because he's not doing anything wrong. The other idea is discussion in the Rishonim, and that is about the Gemara has this concept that Hashem won't bring takala al yedei tzadikim. They won't. Hashem, there's a certain type of spiritual protection that they have. We do not believe. We do not believe in rabbinic infallibility. We believe that the rabbis make mistakes and they can make mistakes. We don't believe, as other religions do, in papal infallibility. We believe in rabbinic fallibility, and rabbis can make plenty of mistakes. And the greatest of our leaders in Tanakh have made mistakes. So the Gemara discusses this concept in a limited fashion. The Gemara says, for example, in Chulin, Hashta behemtan shal tzadikim mein rakash bavi takal al yadam. Even the animals of tzadikim Hashem protects. Tzadikim atzman, how could a tzadik be nichshal? So again, this concept means a tzadik could do an aveira daraisa. But here we're talking about a drabanan. For a tzadik to slip up in a drabanan, is that, doesn't Hashem protect them? Even the animals, talk about the animal of Pinchas ben Yoyer, the donkey wouldn't eat grain that the Trumas and Mises weren't taken off of from. You know, in a great story there in Maseches Chulin. So Tosfos in a few places quotes, but there are these six other examples where it happened and Avera happens, you know, and he killed an aide by accident, even though he shouldn't have killed the aide. There are many examples where there was Avera's done. So Tosfos says in a few places, well, maybe it's only talking about food. Food, which somehow goes into our neshama, is betamtei malev. In iser bishogeg of food, that's where the Gemara has that Hashem would protect the tzaddikim. He would not allow the tzaddik to eat some type of food that's usher by accident. So Tosfos goes through. And what about the Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba that ate before Havdalah without knowing, whatever the case is in Maseches Pesachim. What about if on Yom Kippur? So the Tosfos says, in those cases, no. In some of those cases, the food is an usser. It's just that it's an usser time. And that's different. That's not true ma'achalas asuros in a certain sense. Eating before Havdalah, this isn't not kosher. This is kosher, but I'm not allowed to eat now. That's a different type of isser. But the Achronim say, why didn't Tosfos just say, it's an isser d'rabanan? It is a d'rabanan b'shogeg, which is not even usser. Right, so it sounds like from that Tosfos that maybe an Isser Rabbanan B'Shogeg is something wrong, and the only difference is because it's not really Usser, it's just the time that's Usser. Okay, so there's hints to ideas against the Nesivos in some Rishonim, but this is an interesting discussion relating to our Gemara, where the woman violated, so to speak, an Isser Rabbanan, and we would fine her in terms of Teitzei Mizeo Mizeh. Okay, we'll stop here.